Well, we're excited to be bringing you the first new episode via podcast of Southern Porch. You will notice that we had a little technical issue about 5 minutes in, but other than that, the podcast went well, and we're excited to share this first episode with you. You will hear a couple times through this podcast where I was giving the Facebook page. I was giving it from memory, and I was saying it wrong a couple times. So I just want to qualify up front. The Facebook page for Southern Porch Life is facebook.com/Southern Porch Life. Again, our page is facebook.com/Southern Porch Life. So Roger, it's been a while, but guess what? We're going to meet back on the porch today.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah, good to be back on the porch. Good to talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You know, we did it Facebook Live, and we tried YouTube for a while, and had good response to that, but then the social media platform started changing their way they would monetize or bring in their revenue stream, and it was the little band like us who were being impacted negatively by it. We saw our audience drop off dramatically without paying for the boost on the social media sites. And then this world of podcasts started coming around and started gaining popularity. And I know the first question everybody's going to ask, why another podcast? Well, the only reason I know of is we enjoy talking to each other, and maybe we have one or two things that might be worthwhile hearing out there.
Yeah, and, you know, it's very much like there's already Coke. Why would you make any other flavor? It's because... Yeah, after a while, Coke isn't enough. Coke isn't covering everything. So you drink a Dr. Pepper, you drink a Mountain Dew, you drink a Pepsi. All those products bring you a different feeling. You drink it for a different reason. You're looking for a different flavor. And that's what I like to think we are. We're a different flavor. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about how, you know, we grew up, what we found to be valuable, and repeating that in repetition of saying, yeah, we don't, you just don't throw the old out for the new unless the old isn't cutting it. And one of the things that I think we've come to is the idea that we were easy to throw out the porch, but we probably needed it more than we admitted. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we brought that back and said, yeah, maybe we need to get back on the porch and talk about what's going on out there and, you know, what might be a different view. And not the view, but a different
view. A different view, exactly. And you know, you asked me what got us thinking about this again, and I do want to acknowledge my nephew, Michael Bessio, up there in the Philadelphia area, who had asked me what happened to the porch and was very complimentary as to he got something out of every session we did. So, Michael, hopefully you get a chance to start hearing this. And we do have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Southern Porches. So, you know, feel free to leave any comments or anything that you want to share with us. Do it through the Facebook page. I do think we've got a technology in here. This is something new I'm learning, and as I learn it, if I see a way to allow us to improve the two-way communication, I'll put that out there also. We're on many platforms now. This program I'm using has put us out on several of the podcast platforms, Spotify being the big one out there. So you can hear us through many different platforms that are out there for podcasts. The porch, the philosophy behind the porch when we first started is still the same as you shared. Right. It was simply, you know, there used to be a time when a lot of the world's problems were discussed on the front porch.
Right, and I think one of the things you and I both remember was it was a time of non-experts. There wasn't an expert over here, an expert over there. It was just the people who raised you. And we've both heard that of where we've had people say, well, I remember when, I remember so-and-so saying, and it rings true, or that makes sense today. Now, at that time, probably it wasn't that much sense, but now you're like, wow, that was solid wisdom. And so we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We want to bring it back, common sense of looking at stuff and saying, is it possible for people to solve the solvable? We're not looking for them to solve everything, and we're not looking, you know, to reach the high heights, but a lot of common wisdom takes care of things before they get way out of hand.
And I like that whole line. Common sense is such a unique factor of life anymore that, we do live in our world of instantaneous news, biased news, and so we both work in the field of behavioral therapy, but also we have always gone back to the idea of the old Andy Griffith show and how Andy would always seem to be able to get the world's problems discussed, at least, if not solved, in those 30 minutes, and many times it was on the porch with Barney and Opie and Aunt B. And so, yeah, while we do have experience, we do work in the world of behavioral therapy a lot, I hope what we're going to bring more is just common sense. So as Roger and I continue our discussion, hopefully we're making some sense using our common sense, and that while we're on the porch, we are going to be using common sense in addition to technical skills, clinical skills.
Later, you know, you owe them a large chunk of change. And they don't tell you that the day you walk in. That doesn't show up. Well, they don't tell you ever. You just happen to pick it up if you're lucky, if you're looking. And so that's where a lot of people get into debt. They don't look at the long term. They get in debt not only financially, but they get in debt relationally. You know, I have a lot of people say, and I'm sure you've heard that too, Rick, who say, well, when we first met, this and that, and this was going good, and oh, we were all wonderful, a lot of promises were made, and so we decided we were going to stay together, and then 6 months or a year or whatever later, they say, what was I thinking? I had no idea this would be how it turned out, or I would have said no on the first point.
Right.
And I guess that's part of what Southern Porch is about, and porches were about. They were about, hey, why don't we step back one step and think about what's going on? Is this to our benefit, or is this going to turn into a liability? And I think that was the great thing about it. People were able to evaluate that. That they would start with the phrase, in my experience, you know, what I've been through. And again, initially that was kind of like, but boy, down the road, you're like, boy, I wish I would have listened to them more.
And on the other side, you know, listen to them more, but one thing I want to really ask those that are what we would call younger, take advantage of wisdom that's out there. How many times I wish I had the opportunity to go back and asked my parents or my grandparents certain things.
Hey, man.
But I knew everything when I was 25. So I didn't have to ask anybody. Yeah, I had that 4-year degree, and I knew everything. So I didn't have to ask my parents or my grandparents any questions because I knew everything. And then somewhere in life, we don't know anything.
You got to do nowadays, to me, is to have a teenager in distance, in your sphere of influence. Because they will immediately tell you they know everything, mm-hmm. and you know nothing. And when you try to help, they have no interest in that help. And I think that's a big part, Rick. I think people are better at asking for help than accepting help. I think people go out, I want help, I want help, I want help. And so there's people in their lives, in different organizations, that bust their hiney to try to help them. But you can't help the unhelpable. You know, you can only help people who are willing to be helped. So that's one of, I guess, the thing I want to say on this show is, you need to ask yourself the question, if you are stuck, are you helpable? Are you in a place where if somebody came up with help, could you accept it? And you, first of all, you got to recognize that you need it. And then once you recognize you need it, you need to then look for the people who are giving it out. And do you respect them?
Right, yeah.
And I think that's a powerful element of the porch. Is that you knew your neighbor, you knew the community, you knew the people you lived around. So it wasn't as much about what they said, but what they produced, what their life produced. And you thought, well, I really admire how they live their life. So if I admire the choices they've made, I have more admiration for their opinion.
And you know, this is the one thing that I know challenges both of us a lot of times is, yeah, people will come and say, can you help me and will you help me? And you do use the knowledge, the education, the training you have and give them ideas, and then they come back the next week, well, how did it go? I didn't really feel like trying that.
Yeah, they blew it off between talking you and getting in the car, mm-hmm. they didn't take it with them. They did not, and here's a magic word, implement mm-hmm. it. You know, it's I again am very fascinated by the large amount of people who could say, I already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you say, well, knowing that, what have you done about it? And the answer always comes back, nothing. I didn't say I didn't know about it. I said I didn't do anything with it. And so I guess that brings me back to my Lou Angela, who said, you know, people don't do better because they don't know better. But once people know better, they do better. And so it's trying to get people into that know and do process that is, I think, the real challenge.
And the challenge is finding the motivation or lack of motivation, and those that are motivated to bring around positive change in their lives will do the implementation. Those that do not have the motivation are the ones who will not implement that is necessary for change.
And what is funny about that, Rick, is them coming to ask you for advice just gives them a vehicle of blame. Now I officially have somebody I can point the finger mm-hmm. at. Oh, Rick didn't cure me. And what you say is, oh, I'm confused. I didn't know Rick was in the curing business. I thought he was in the helping business. Oh, well, they confused that cycle there. And so, and another thing I'm thinking about, Rick, here is what's called Z-Packs that you take when you're sick. And it's interesting that the physicians say one thing about it. Even if you feel good in the process of taking this, continue to take it till you're through with it.
Mm-hmm.
And what people have found is they take it until it feels good, they stop taking it and relapse. Oh, wait a minute. Well, so continuing to take it is part of the process. And I think there's, you know, the one thing about the porch too was when you went by, you sit down on the porch and you talk, that was not going to be the last time you saw those people. A week later, a month later, a year later, you're going to see those people. And there's always going to be one person who's going to remember. I thought you said 6 months ago, la 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 la. And you're like, oh, you remember that. Say, but nowadays we go to people, we find somebody to blame, we don't do what they ask, we don't do all that they ask, and then we're in a position of, now we got somebody to blame, and our lives have not changed a bit. We have just, well, the one thing that's changed is I'm poor for, you know, because I had to pay for it. But what, again, that's another process, Rick. What good is it to pay for something you don't use? What is that? What? But that's, you know, people are good at asking, poor at implementing. And I guess that's something certainly we want to encourage at Southern Porch. We're like those people on the porch. We're saying, you know, like a Z-Pack, take it all. Do it all. Follow it through. See it to the end. You know, count the cost of your decision. It is not free.
Anything of value is not free.
Right. And people, which that's, I guess that's a piece of Southern Portrait, right? Is the fact that people didn't talk about what didn't work. They admitted that certain things didn't work, but they didn't talk about it because they didn't see any benefit of that. They didn't want to. We're not going to sit and just chew what they call chew the fat. We're not going to chew the fat. We're going to get down to brass tacks. We're going to say, this is what you need. You've got a problem. We recognize the problem. We're going to, because we're helpers, help the best way we know how to. We're going to present a direction. The choice is up to you. The work is up to you. And we will check back with you and see how it goes. There's the process. There's the process. But we've got, I think we started on the right process. I think we started in the right direction. But we've got, we're like a train that's jumped track. And so we're a train running through the field off the track and wondering why we're on the way to a wreck. That's many people's lives.
And that's going back to how many people really do a daily examination of their lives. And, you know, one of the tools that I hope everybody will start using if they're not doing is before you go to sleep, just process the day in your head. And ask yourself, what have I learned from this? What would I have done differently? What did I do right? And take that into the next day. You know how powerful when we sleep on something it truly is. The subconscious is so powerful when you feed the subconscious with positivity and just that examination right before you go to sleep.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And a piece of that, Rick, is make it your evaluation. I think there are a lot of people out there now that are using other people's evaluation of them. And it is crippling. It is crippling people. I mean, they are accepting unrealistic expectation of themselves through others, and it's debilitating. It's like, man, how do I meet up to that? And the answer is you don't. That's not meant for you. That's just their opinion. They're all like belly buttons. Pins are like belly buttons. Everybody's got one. It's no problem with them having an opinion. The problem is you accepting their opinion as your opinion. So when you get at that place at night you're talking about and going into sleep and going into an evaluation time, make sure it's your evaluation, not your parents' evaluation, not your siblings' evaluation, not your spouse's evaluation, not your friend's evaluation, not your children's evaluation. You know, I know someone who uses all those evaluations mm-hmm. running through their heads and then wonder why they're unhappy. Well, my thinking is, how could you not be?
Well, one thing we're going to hopefully work on a couple times, or when I say work on, talk about, is, you know, we have two cues that drive our lives. Our IQ, which we really have very little control over. We can increase our intelligence quotient somewhat, but it's been pretty much proven. The IQ you're born with is pretty much the IQ you're going to die with. But we have what's called an emotional quotient, too. That we have control over.
Uh-huh.
That we have control over. Because we do have control over our attitude. We do have control over the belief systems that we have. And we can change our emotional quotient and start doing as you're suggesting it, is saying, you know, what is my perception of self? And I don't have to rely on other people giving me value in life. And I am in control of my attitude, and I'm going to better work on these parts of my life I do have control over.
Yes, and using other people as a judge of how you're doing is, I want people to hear, that's a setup for failure. There's not anyone who's going to do well under that kind of scrutiny, you know?
Well, yes, you got solicited and unsolicited. I mean, again, hopefully, if they're listening to this podcast, they're out there saying, I would like some solicited ideas as to life. But if we just started going out and talking to people on the street by just looking at them and saying, you know what, you really got to work on this issue without them asking us or so forth. Yeah, so but people are real good about getting unsolicited comments and advice.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. And the thing is that the one thing that I have never seen anybody have a problem with is being critical. I have never seen anybody. They come out of the womb critical. And they can pick a problem out a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for them to do that, but I don't know anybody who can do that. But boy, the person who can look at a situation and create a solution. I heard somebody say, don't come in here. They were talking about a business situation. And they said, don't come into this business with a problem if not right behind it, you bring a solution. Because anybody can bring a problem. It is the rare breed that can come up with a solution. So if you bring a problem, the person said, I'm more than willing to hear that, but if you don't bring a solution, you're just being a critic. What benefit do I have of that? And I mean, people are professional critics. I think Facebook or the internet have made that go. It's just sad. It's sad how people have taken that base nature and that little spark and fanned it into a forest fire. It's no. I don't know who said it, but they said, I have never seen a fight solve anything. Yeah. I've never seen being critical solve anything, but I am fascinated by that there are people out there that say, you know, I'm not happy with this, but here's my idea about how to solve it. You know, they're not saying this is the idea. They're saying this is mine, and I'm offering it. And if you want to jump in, I mean, there's a real good discussion with people. We've got a problem. This is my solution, and we're looking for other solutions. Wow, that is a great meeting. That is real progress. And that could happen in a family. That could happen in a church. That could happen in, you know, a team sport. It just, all those kind of things lend itself to a solution-focused discussion. I think that's powerful. And I've been part of that. I'm like, wow, this, you walk out of it and you feel empowered. You feel like, wow, I come out with more than I came in with. But sometimes you go to a meeting and you're thinking, well, I'll never get that hour or 2 hours back. That was a waste. And that's sad. That's sad. And so you have to be, you know, discerning. You have to discern, is whatever I'm doing, am I getting an asset from this?
Mm-hmm.
Versus, am I getting a liability? I mean, is this picking me up, or is it dragging me down? And it is easy to get involved with stuff that drag you down. It is easy to be in relationships that drag you down. It is easy to be part of organizations that drag you down. I have seen many, many bright, energetic, hope-filled people drugged to the mud by others and put in a place where they were of no use to anybody, including themselves.
Right, but they're drugged through the mud because they are attaching themselves to that truck, and that's what we have to understand in our lives, that we don't have to attach ourselves to that truck and be drugged through the mud, that we can detach.
Amen.
And, you know, that's going back to this idea of emotional quotient. It is acknowledge that as long as you're doing what you feel is your best and you are motivated to make the positive changes in your life, and that you are, you know, I don't like the term constructive criticism, but if constructive advice has value, and if you are seeking advice from those that have the answers for you and are doing it in a non-judgmental way, then you're making progress. But as soon as you start accepting people's critique and criticism, and you're right, in today's world, it can be horrendous what people say with that little boundary of the non-personality or non-personal side of the wall of the internet.
People, I did not believe, Rick, humanity could get so ugly until the internet came. I'm like, wow. Here you have this opportunity to build or destroy, and you're destroying. You're more interested in being a liability than an asset. It's like, wow.
And in life, we're going to have people we do not agree with, but that doesn't mean we can't learn to understand their perspective. And I do think that's the other issue we have right now going on. People think, if I listen to what they got to say and try to understand why they're there, that means I have to accept what they're saying. No. Just because you are listening for understanding does not mean you have to accept their position. So it is okay to try to understand people and listen to what they have to say. And you don't have, there's not something in the air that says if you hear them speak, you're going to be drawn into that mindset.
They're going to hypnotize you.
Yeah, you can actually have that growth mindset and say, okay, that makes a little bit of sense to me, but I'm still going to have my growth mindset and I'm going to listen instead of critique.
Yeah, and people who were critics and basically negative people back in the day were separated. They were not joiners. They, by their choice, removed themselves from the flow. But nowadays, the most isolated, the most negative, the most beaten down, the oddest, work the hardest to have a voice against, and people that are builder uppers and encouragers and getting it done people are silenced by the deafening energy of the negative. And that makes it hard. It makes it hard on people. People are, and I've seen it, they're worn out. They say, I can't do this anymore. I'm worn out. I've expended all the energy, emotional energy, and psychological energy, and physical energy I can't do it anymore. I just want to go to, a small place and dig a hole.
Yeah. Well, Roger, when we sat down today, we said that, we're going to keep these at 30 minutes to start off with, and believe it or not, we're at our 30 minute.
That's us. Us, Greg. Nothing's changed since the last time we sat down.
Yeah.
It was fast before, it's fast again. But, we need to do what we say.
Exactly. So as my closing thoughts are for those that are listening is, can we leave this podcast and go out there and get ourselves in a mindset of being encouragers instead of critics? Can we be out there and get our mindset into listening for understanding instead of thinking we're always right? And if we can, those are two small steps. I think if we make this week, we're going to make a positive impact in the influence of people that we have around us, but more importantly, the influence you have on yourself in growing and becoming a better human being.
And one of the things, we're trying to do is build EQ, not IQ.
Right.
IQ doesn't change, but EQ can develop, and we're all in for that. All in for the EQ development.
And we'll talk some more about that next week, kind of as a refresher, and then follow up on some other things. So, Roger, as always, it's great spending time with you on the porch. I'm excited about this podcast and what the opportunities may be afforded with that, and we are right now recording on a Friday morning. Hopefully I can get these things posted by Friday afternoon, and as I said, we're on several platforms, and I'll put that out there when we post also where you can listen to the podcast. So,
and one of the things we want to encourage, Rick, is if we want you to get in the mindset of you're walking down the street, there's something on your mind, we want to ask you to get on the porch and let us know.
Yeah,
we are not mind readers. We
exactly.
Don't read minds. But if you come and let us know, I guarantee you, Rick and I, we'd jump on it. We'll give it the best 30 we got if you'll let us know.
Exactly. Right now, that's going to be done through our Facebook page. So as I get this posted, I'll once again, you'll see what that Facebook page is. But it's facebook.com/southernporches. So we'll look forward to talking to you guys next week on the porch. Well, there you have it, the very first podcast of Southern Porch Life. Roger and I hope you have enjoyed it, and we will look forward to sharing some more with you next week. And remember, you can find us on the web at facebook.com/Southern Porch Life. Again, that's facebook.com/Southern Porch Life. And be sure to send us any messages, memos, or ideas that you may have for future podcasts.